I've been looking very, very cool. So, on good afternoon. This is the Big Joburg Drive. Now, one in every three South Africans will suffer a mental health episode in their lifetime. The scary thing is that roughly 75% of people diagnosed with mental health issues never receive any help. As a result, close to 800,000 people commit suicide every year. That's one person every 40 seconds. Frightening, frightening statistic. Crazy for Walking is an initiative aimed at destigmatizing mental illness, as well as, of course, educating and informing people about mental health. So go to crazyforwalking.co.za and join one of the crazy awareness walks happening around the country from the 3rd of October in the build-up to World Mental Health Day, which is on the 10th of October. There's also information about coping with depression and a list of registered organizations offering help. Now, we've got on the phone this afternoon, because I thought this was a hugely important issue. We've got on the phone with us Francois Lowe, who is the CEO of Crazy for Walking. Hello, Francois. How are you, sir?
Hey, Paki. I'm great. Thanks for taking the time to indeed take on this very important subject. It is, it's quite heavy, but we've gone crazy, and we took ownership of the word crazy because it's such a stigma to mental illness that goes hand in hand with that word.
I mean, those are amazing facts. I mean, I've lived here for 20 years, and I didn't know that was an actual fact the case. I mean, that's a lot of people, 800,000 people committing suicide every year. That's one person in every 40 seconds. Wow, big number.
Huge, huge numbers, and it's really a daunting task to actually take on the issue of why that is the case, that it's escalated from way back in the line of illnesses to the number one disability disease globally, that is mental illness. Mm. And one of the major cause, of course, one of the three major causes is the stigma. People don't talk about it. They keep quiet about it. And there is the myth that if you talk about it, it will bring on the disease, when in fact it will ease out the tension, the anxiety. And when people talk about it, there is help, and people can get healing and will get therapy and medicine and what's needed.
I mean, there's been a couple of high profile, when I think about it now, and yeah, I go, you know, Robin Williams suffering depression.
Yeah.
And there's been others. You know, if you look at, Amy Winehouse, even though she had an addiction problem, there was probably a mental issue behind that as well, right?
Yes. The world Health Organization has a lot of terrible statistics on this matter. For instance, we know now that women have a high incidence of depression than men. And the onset that's really scary in terms of their daily report, which is the Disability Adjusted Life Years report, indicates it's actually the working population. And almost 25% of people being disabled, not being able to go to work, is because of depression. Mm. Postpartum, after baby birth, there's a huge incidence of depression amongst women.
Well, I mean, we've just had that case of Serena Williams saying that she's suffered badly after the birth of her child.
Yes. So she's come in the public, and we really applaud and salute those people that actually talk about it, because that's the only way that we're going to break down the stigma. We have to talk about this. We have to tell people it's okay to have an illness. It's not crazy to have an illness. I mean, what's crazy about being diabetes, or what's crazy about having cancer, or any of those major diseases? Similarly, why do we call it crazy when you have a mental illness? And that's the very reason we're really embracing this word crazy. And we make it our own.
So, okay, for Crazy for Walking, tell me what you guys are doing. Tell us how us everyday people can get out there and create more awareness, talk more about it, get involved and help.
Parky, thanks for the opportunity, really. Last year was crazy in itself. We took us 5 weeks to walk from Pretoria to Cape Town, and it was very expensive to do that walk over 5 weeks. And it was crazy, but it was wonderful. And what happened last year is so many people came to us and said, wow, what a great initiative. How can we join this? Is there a way that we can support you guys? And so this year we're simply doing it bigger and better, and we're going much further, because we need to take every step to really avoid another suicide, to deal with those suffering and from mental illness. So we're doing a crazy thing. We're walking to Mars.
You're walking to where?
You got it. It's a mission to Mars. Okay, obviously we cannot physically walk to Mars.
No.
But we want to get the steps to get there.
Right.
And yes, so everyone can contribute something to destigmatizing mental illness, and that's to donate their steps. They can give us their steps. And so we've developed an app.
Yes.
And the app is going to go hot, if you allow me to say that.
Yeah.
Sometime tonight when the Americans switch it on for us, because we want it up and running from the 3rd of October.
Right.
And the crazy walks in South Africa is going to be all over the country. But wherever you are, if you're on your treadmill in the gym, if you're doing your daily walk, and by the way, walk is a great, great exercise that enhances mental wealth. So just take your walk, take your dog for a walk, and take your kids for a walk, and let those steps count when you download the app. And your smartphone or your smart device that's connected to steps will then donate your steps towards a mission to Mars.
I love it. That's brilliant. Okay. Yes. So Crazy for Walking is the app. I can get it on what, the Apple Store, the Play?
Apple Store, Google Play.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. Okay. And then the website
is... It'll go live within the next day or two, okay? But on the 3rd of October, if the techies get it all right, it's going to be up and running, and we will all contribute to this mission.
Sounds brilliant. So obviously, you know, the big thing that we're trying to do here is create awareness. If there are people suffering from depression, if there are people at the moment that are sitting there going, I'm not feeling good, how can they, who should they get hold of? What should they do?
Yeah, thanks for that question. We're actually collaborating with an entity called SADAC, South African Depression Anxiety Group.
Mm-hmm.
They run a telecall hotline. If you go to our website, on www.crazyforwalking.co.za, or just simply on the social media, Facebook, etc., you would be able to just simply push the buttons and see institutions, entities, health centers, and then obviously make the call. Make the call if you have to do that.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, that's good advice. Thank you. I see there's walks around the country. Pretoria, big walks coming up between 3rd and 10th of October. The Union Buildings, yes. Fun walks there on Sunday the 7th, right?
That's correct. So we're doing a couple of big walks down in the center of South Africa in the Free State in Bloemfontein.
Mm-hmm.
And up here in Pretoria, in Gauteng, around the Union Buildings. There's reasons for this. You know, we want to lobby those people that do the policy designs and legislations, because another barrier, obviously, is the political will to actually take on the issue.
Yep.
So we, as a bunch of private, small, medium enterprise people, are donating towards this and driving the stigma, destigmatization of the program.
Okay.
So here we're going to walk around the Union Buildings. In Cape Town, there's walks up the mountain, Table Mountain. There's also going to be walks in the malls. And the reason for that is that every day you walk past people who suffer, who are dead inside. They're wearing a mask.
Mm.
And so we want to just mingle with everyday people that are suffering and making them aware there is help.
Okay. Well, listen, that's good to have you on the radio this afternoon. We thank you very much for your time, Francois, and all the best of luck with this year's Crazy for Walking.
Great stuff. Much appreciated. And maybe I can challenge the radio station to create a group and you see how much steps you can donate towards Mars.
Challenge accepted. I'll get the guys onto it, I promise.
Well, wonderful, wonderful. Okay. Go for it. And thank you so much for your support. Much appreciated.
No problem. Francois.